independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The era of strategic patience was a policy that the Obama administration enacted to basically wait and see. That policy is not one that is prudent.
If you're a parent, did you ever think I need to give my child some strategic patience because, you know, they're doing bad, but I'm going to give them some strategic patience and hope that all goes well? No, you didn't. You didn't. You tried to nip things in the bud. They threw a fit. What did you do? Did you give in over and over again? And if you did, how'd that work out for you? I'm just curious. Did that work out well for you? Or did over and over again, you have to give in and you created a monster? The world is a lot to blame for what takes place in North Korea. The UN is to blame. We didn't deal with it now. It snowballed. What do we have in front of us, kids? We have a lunatic with a nuclear weapon. We have a lunatic with a nuclear weapon. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? We got a sideshow freak who yaps his trap 24/7, who's got his minister of whatever, foreign affairs or defense, coming out saying at any moment in time, nuclear war could break out. I would remind him that while you may be able to get off a blow at one of our friends, that you are bringing a nuclear weapon into a fight where you have a nuclear weapon and we have many, right? You brought a butter knife to a shotgun fight, is what I would remind him. Just letting you know that that would be the potential should your, at any moment, a nuclear war could break out. No, it's not going to. But we must, I repeat, we must not do this anymore. The time for talk, the time for the UN handling things this way is over. There's got to be something else. There's got to be another way. We have exhausted this way on numerous occasions, and it's got us nothing. And he is it. We cannot allow him to run the world because we're worried that he may throw a fit. Everybody has a friend that allows their kid to get away with everything. And you don't even want to invite that friend over anymore, but you feel you have to. And that kid screams and yells and it bitches and moans and they just keep giving it stuff so it'll be quiet. That's what this is. Enough is enough. Hopefully China steps up, snatches the life out of him. If not, some others might. And unfortunately, it may get ugly. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. One of the other things we're following today is the disgust of human beings and how they can be cold, heartless, and evil. A man by the name of Steve Stevens yesterday, wandering down the street, approaches a 74-year-old man who's done nothing. Out there, right? Getting himself some cans. Retired, hanging out with the grandkids. Enjoying life, right? Not doing anything. When he's approached by this clown, and this clown shoots and kills him, records it, then posts it on Facebook along with several other rants like this.
Dog, I just want to tell you, dog, I love you. I love you, dog. And dog, listen, man, I shamed the fourth sons of perseverance, man. I shamed fourth district. I shamed Zeta Omega. And most importantly, I shamed myself. I just snapped, dog. I just killed 13 motherfuckers, man. That's what I did. I killed 13 people. And I'm about to keep killing until they catch me.
Well, first and foremost, you're not going to kill that many. And you didn't. God willing, you won't. They're going to catch you before that. But the truth is, he is a disgusting individual who decided to use this platform to throw out there his evil. Killing an unarmed man who was 74 years old because he's upset with his girlfriend. decided to get back at her. He snapped because she's not very good. She's not very nice. She was mean to him, so when somebody's mean to you, obviously this is what you do.
But see, the thing is, man, I'm 37, and all my f***ing life, man, I just always been a f***ing monster, man. Always had to prove myself, you know, always had to fucking take the butts of people's jokes.
So, you're the butt of people's jokes, but you're a monster. I'm not quite sure. Are you the comedy monster? Because obviously you're not the well monster. You're a clown. And what have you done, Steve Stevens? First of all, with your fake-ass name. Secondly, you've ended a human being's life because you thought, well, I'm upset with my girlfriend, Joy Lang.
Just killing m***s, man, you know, and all because of this bitch named Joy Lang. You know, she put me in my pushing point, man. You know, I was living over there with her. I just woke up Friday. I just couldn't take it no more, man. I just left. And, yeah, here I am, massacring motherf***er. We're calling today the, today is the Easter Sunday Joy Lang Massacre.
Horrible individual, disgusting individual, sick individual. But world we live in, this is what you get. People who now want to take to the airwaves to show how disgusting they are. Sounds calm. Sounds cool. Sounds relaxed. He knows what's coming. Not going to go away. Not going to go away without a fight. All because his girlfriend was apparently a bitch. Who, by the way, she said he wasn't a bad guy. Didn't treat us bad. Right? Was nice to my kids. Loved my kids. I don't know. Obviously, something snapped in this guy. But the infamy and the fame is what people crave. Nowadays, it's no longer just, you know, hey, it's no longer people do something bad. It's people do something bad and, oh, by the way, did you see them do something bad? It's almost like if you didn't take a picture of it, it didn't happen. Need that fame. Need that infamy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Ron in India, you want to talk about North Korea?
Yeah, it's simple. I'd say this, like Kim Jong, whatever you want to call him, you know, the misfit, you know, the Asian side of town. I'm just going to say, I think we ought to do to him what we done to Osama bin Laden. If he wants to fight so bad, then let's just find out how much he wants to fight. But rather than go to war with him, I'd rather pull like a CIA, you know, dark ops, and just, you know, take him out because they say there's so many people over there that just hate the man. I think they'd actually celebrate if somebody was to bump him off. You know,
well, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing, man, and I appreciate your call. Understand something wrong. In the country that he lives in, he has complete mastery over the people. This is not somebody who is a dictator like Assad, who is keeping the crazies in. This is a death cult that he leads, and by and large, most of the people believe in the death cult. If you handed them pure democracy today, they wouldn't know what to do. This guy, I'll give you a background on just how insane some of this is. I watched this great documentary about these doctors, Doctors Without Borders, who went in to fix eyesight for people that were that had cataracts, that were going blind and things like that. They flew in and they were fixing these people's eyesights. This is back when dad was still alive, right? Kim Jong-il, not Kim Jong-un. Let's not get them confused. When people came out and they saw sight, did they thank the doctors? No. They went straight and directly to the picture of Kim Jong-il and thanked it, fell to their knees, and cried. This is a guy who said he was raised by panda bears, like this family, that he's played golf once in his life. He shot an 18. He shot an 18. 18 holes in one. And the people believe it. Mass suicide when grandpa died. Mass suicide when dad died. It's not as easy as he's got crazies coming after him. A lot of time, dictators keep crazy in. A lot of times dictators have to be the way they are because they've got other people inside of there who want them dead. It's the exact opposite. The rest of the world wants this guy dead. Inside, there may be a few generals, but they don't have the cojones. At least not yet. But as far as the people go, they are a death cult. And they believe that he is a living God. And that's a tough thing to fight against. Hey, millions of people right now, like you, you're frustrated, you're anxious, you're worried because you love your family and you love your home, right? You love your family and you love your home and you want to be able to protect it. The last thing you want are strangers coming in your house, a long-term contract that costs you lots of money. No, 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 no. What you want is a better way to protect your home, a simpler way. It's easy. It's called SimpliSafe Home Security. At SimpliSafe, you just go online, and in a few clicks, your SimpliSafe Home Security system is on its way. So you could do that today. Few clicks, boom, it's on its way. A few days later, let's say Wednesday, Thursday, it's at your doorstep. An hour after that, your home is surrounded with 24/7 professional protection. That is amazing, and that's how easy it is. My mom did it. Fred Kelly did it. I did it. Jack's mom did it. Quick, simple, easy. Amazing cameras. Oh, incredible. Doesn't get any easier than that. Doesn't get simpler than that. And the best part, with SimpliSafe, there are no hidden fees, no long-term contracts, no hassle, just better, smarter home security. So go to SimpliSafe.com/Benson now to get my special 10% discount. But hurry, this discount won't last long. That's SimpliSafe.com/Benson for your 10% discount. SimpliSafe Home Security System. SimpliSafe.com/Benson. Get it today. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can take the polls that we have up at Chad Benson Show about weed and about what animal, if you were to be attacked, would you want to be attacked by and eaten by? I know it sounds gross, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Bottom of the hour, we're going to have the ladies join us, Diamond and Silk. We're going to talk about Trump, North Korea, all the other things that are going on there. And, of course, you can reach us across all forms of media at Chad Benson Show, ChadBensonSon. What's next for AI? Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next? Artificial intelligence is growing by the day. It's getting smarter. That's what it's supposed to do. Right now, you're looking at the fact that I think over the next several years, they're already starting to use artificial intelligence in certain courtroom situations. I'm sure sooner or later there's going to be an artificial intelligence judge. You've got love dolls who are artificial intelligence that aren't just a I love you, but they're learning. You've got a woman who wants to marry and is engaged to. I wonder whose idea that was. Do you think she asked him or did he ask her? But is engaged to a robot. It's here, kids. Artificial intelligence isn't going where. Apple applied last week for a car license. You have to have a special permit to have cars that drive by themselves. They applied. Google, Uber, they're everywhere. By the way, Google has millions of miles under its belt for their self-driving car. All right? Millions of miles under their belt. In our lifetime, I'm 46 years old, there will be a time, I think, within the next 5 to 10 years where I think Ford is really close, from what we're hearing, of producing mass quantity cars that are self-driving. It's coming. And I think what's next for us is, where does the fight come from? What generation is going to say, no, it's too much? How, and this is one of those, it all sounds great, right? Like a self-driving car. But how comfortable are you with a self-driving car? Not just because most of us, right? Like, you don't even like to drive with your friends, right? You know, you're that backseat driver. You're holding on for dear life. But not only that, if they have a self-driving car, does that not also mean they maybe can track us? There's a lot of things that go into this. But AI is here. And what's next for us? Well, at least for me, is I'm going to embrace the hell out of it. I know what's coming, and I think it's going to be amazing. Will there be some pitfalls? Absolutely. Is there going to be some crazy stuff? Mm-hmm. But will there be opportunities? And will we have a better life because of artificial intelligence? I think so. And I think we're only scraping just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm excited about it. That's what's next for AI. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program always. People chiming in about North Korea and also the Facebook killer, Phil, Michigan. What's happening?
Hey, Chad, not too much. I've been listening to your show there.
Appreciate it, man.
Well, my question is, we're not being told very much about this. They don't even give us a type of car. Obviously, it's white. No description of the car. No license number. That seems kind of odd to me.
It's a temporary license plate, and it is a Ford. I think it's a Fusion. It's a white Ford Fusion. But we're also, you're starting to think to yourself, Phil, I mean, at this point in time, is this guy smart enough to dump the car? We were thinking earlier, they're pinging his cell phone, and they know when he's using it. But, you know, here he is, you know, he's on Facebook. He's not really reporting much at this point in time, and he's using his cell phone sporadically. So by the time they ping it, he's gone. He was in Erie, Pennsylvania. They knew that. They thought he was heading for New York. So more and more is coming out about him. But has he dumped a car? They haven't found the car. But I'm sure they're going to catch him at some point in time. But let's be real. It is a horrible, heinous act, and people are doing this because they want attention. And $50,000 is the reward now that they're putting out there. And so far, social media is lighting up with. This is where the good side of social media could come in, because at some point in time, Phil, somebody's going to spot him, and he's and they're going to alert it because they saw it on social media, or they're going to use social media to get it out there. Appreciate your call, man. Thanks for holding on. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, always 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It is horrible. It's the infamy, though. It's the fame, right? Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. Everybody does. And nowadays, you don't have to wait for it. You don't have to be in a certain place at a certain time. You can manufacture it. And infamy and fame anymore, people don't care. The ladies are going to join us next. Diamond and Silk, Straight Edge, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Happy Monday. It is the Chad Benson Show. A lot of stuff has happened in the last 2 weeks since we've spoken to the ladies that are joining us now. Diamond and Silk. Happy Easter, ladies. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. We hope you're doing well.
We are doing very well. First and foremost, let's touch on, since we've last spoken, a few things have happened. The first big thing that took place in the middle of a meeting with Xi Jinping, the leader of China. Trump excused himself because he had to go to a situation room, and we went after Assad and the airport and the airstrips that he launched his chemical attacks from. What's your take on that? How are you girls feeling about this? Because I thought it was a great thing. I thought it was a necessary thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. He did the right thing. We cannot turn on our TVs and see babies being gassed in the streets.
Right.
And so what we were doing was sending a clear message to Assad and all of the other leaders around the world to let them know we want certain things the United States will not and cannot tolerate.
That's right.
So he dropped. He did
what he had to do.
Yes. That's what he did. Yeah. And we're happy that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, a can of whoop ass came in the form of some Tomahawk missiles. What's your take on, you know, I look around and, you know, these first 75, 80 days at times have been rough. There's been some infighting, some craziness. Steve Bannon looks like he's pretty much all but done there. But things seem to have calmed down to the point where everybody seems to be, you know, knowing their role and in the right place. Do you think now that business is going to start to get done? And that we're going to start to see some stuff come out of the White House in a fast and furious way that actually gets implemented.
Well, you know, the time is for business to get done. But I can tell you this. If it doesn't look like business is getting done, then some people are going to be replaced.
That's right.
So the goal is to get the agenda, push the agenda, and get the agenda done.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to put the right people in place that can make that happen.
That's right.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here as we talk about the Trump train as it moves forward here as we're heading in on the 100-day mark. You know, I said last week about Trump is he's not an ideologue. He's a businessman, and in business world, it's about results. He's not a centrist. He's a person that comes at things and says, I need to get something complete. And a lot of people were upset about Assad and what took place, a lot of that alt-right kind of world that people are freaking out about and saying, wait, he didn't want to be there. But I look at things as you don't know, Diamond and Silk, until you're actually in there, what things are really like. You're only getting a snapshot of stuff. And I think this guy wants to handle business, and he wants to get it done.
He wants to get it done.
Yeah.
And for the people that was upset about Assad or what happened and with that, here's the deal. How is it that conservative people, they get upset when they know that women in this country have abortions, but they're not outraged by the fact that babies are being gassed in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't send a strong and clear message, somebody like that will be trying to use gas on us and kill us up.
Mm-hmm.
So the president had to do what he had to do. And I appreciate the fact that, oh, wait a minute, certain things we will not tolerate.
That's right. He basically sent a clear message. When you cross that red line, that's your behind.
That's right.
That is it, right? I mean, you know, that, and I told everybody, look, this was the right move. We're not invading. We're not doing anything. We just played referee, and we said, you can't do that.
That's right. Another thing, they were like, well, he should have consulted Congress. No, because we're not at war with Syria. Syria is at war with itself in a civil war. What we're saying is, we're not going to tolerate you gassing people, so we're going to go bomb that airfield
where the
chemicals and the gas came from.
Send
a message, we're not tolerating that.
That's right. And they're not supposed to have that over there anyway, because then President Obama,
that's right, Kerry and them went over there and said that Assad had eliminated all that gas and chemical. Now all of a sudden, bam, now it's there.
Mm.
So that, it was not going to be tolerated.
Yeah. Will not be tolerated. We talked to Diamond and Silk here. All right, we move from there, ladies, to obviously the elephant in the room. The elephant happens to be 3 feet tall with a horrifically bad haircut and horrible dress sense, and that is Kim Jong-un and North Korea. The rhetoric has been ramped up. I haven't seen it this ugly, and this, you know, it's been loud before, but now it is much louder and it's becoming much more serious. The feeling amongst the people is they're not quite sure how to take this guy with Trump, because Trump isn't like the other people. Obviously, the red line, he didn't even put a red line out there. He just feels that you crossed the mythical red line, I'm coming after your ass. What do you think's going to happen here?
Well, see, here's the deal. The president, the mother of bombs was dropped the other
day.
That's
right, mother of all bombs. Uh-huh.
Okay, targeting ISIS, okay? The president will not tolerate somebody acting like a chihuahua, being all bark and no bite, okay? We're just not going to tolerate that. And if you have these nuclear weapons and you shoot this stuff towards our allies or even on our soil, we're going to have to take you out.
That's right.
He is sending this man a message. And this man, if this man don't pay attention, I have a feeling that North Korea is going to be a non-Korea. That's going to be a non-Korea. I'm telling you, do not play with this president.
That's right.
Because he mean business.
You know, you talk about that, ladies. And again, a lot of people are worried because, you know, this is you've got a madman here who leads a death cult, because that's a lot of what most of these people are. They believe he's a living God, just like his father was and his grandfather, and they're willing to do anything for him. You saw the show of force and the craziness and the parade and stuff over the weekend. There's pictures of him everywhere. This guy is a lunatic, and lunatics do lunatic things, and more so than maybe his father, who was strategic, or his grandfather, who was very strategic. This guy is unpredictable. Can China, and I have said this, can China get in there and do something, or is this going to be the U.S. and a few allies, they're going to have to go in and take this guy out?
You know, let's give China a chance, because I don't believe China is our ally. But the president was able to talk to China, and now China is willing to be like, okay, you know what, we're going to have to disarm North Korea from these nuclears. We're going to have to get this stuff away from this man. So I say say let's give China a chance. But keep in mind, we also have an unpredictable president that do not mind. He, listen, don't play
That's
with
right.
him. He don't tell everybody everything he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you don't really predict his angle, but you know your days are going to be numbered
That's
if
right.
you do this the wrong way. So Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, Lil Kim,
Big Kim,
whatever they call him, he needs to take notice.
That's
Ain't
right.
nobody playing with him no more. Mm-hmm. He did that stuff with Obama.
That's right.
He played cat and mouse with Obama, but we're not playing those games up under a Trump administration.
That's right.
I love that you guys called them Lil Kim. Lil Kim must be like, what? Kim Jong-un. He's the Oonster. He is
okay.
he is a maniacal midget to say the least, and that's not fair to say to people who are gravity and or height challenged. As we talk to Diamond and Silk here, all right, take away all of that stuff domestic wise. It's time for some stuff to start happening. He got Gorsuch on the bench. Gorsuch heard some stuff today. Took Gorsuch 11 minutes before he interrupted somebody and asked a question. So he's on that, but we still have no repeal and replace taxes. Come on. And what do we do from here? Because people are starting to look, and they want some answers, and they want to see some movement on this. I can't blame all of Trump, but there's got to, you know, the buck stops with him. He's a take responsibility kind of guy.
Well, just give him a moment. I got a feeling that they're going to come up with a repeal and replacement of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a feeling that they're going to start pushing the taxes
mm-hmm.
to get that, to go ahead and get that so that we
That's
can
right.
lower taxes. So I say just give him a chance. Remember, he's not even at the 100-day mark. You listen to me. It's like a big shell that you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You're not only fighting the opposition, which we call the Democrats, but you're also fighting the elitists. So he had to break through this big shell
yes.
to let them know there is somebody different and somebody new in town. And listen, we about to get some business done.
That's right.
But I think he's doing a phenomenal job. He gets an A++ in our book.
And I can honestly say that President Trump have done more in the last 8 weeks than President Obama have did in the last 8 years.
So he's doing a phenomenal
Phenomenal job.
Woo! Woo! Look at that, huh? A little fresh hot take from the ladies. Okay, here's something else though. Let's get down and dirty here, ladies. Sean
right,
Spicy
on.
Spicerson is hilarious.
We love Sean Spicer. Listen, we love Sean Spicer. And sometimes he may overspeak a little bit, but when he spoke about the Hitler thing, he came back and he apologized, and I appreciate it. I say let's move forward. It's, you know what? It takes a lot to do that job.
Yeah.
That is a big job. So let's at least give him credit for at least
doing
just
an awesome
yeah.
job.
I think he's doing phenomenal
job.
As well as can be expected.
Yes.
They are the ladies, Diamond and Silk. How you guys? Over a million on your Facebook likes. How things going?
Everything is going fine. We went to the Easter egg roll today. That was phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean, we just had a phenomenal day. So we are really enjoying ourselves and just meeting so many new people. And people, listen, the Trump train is still full-fledged ahead.
That's
and
right.
people are still on the Trump train. And stop believing what everybody say in the media. It's not true.
That's right.
Hey, okay. Is Steve Bannon, was he there? Or is that guy? Because he comes across, ladies, I'm going to be completely honest. He comes across a bit creepy.
Okay, I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to talk about Steve Bannon in that way, okay, because I happen to like Steve Bannon. So I'm not going to talk about him in that light. However, you know, I did not see Steve.
Yeah, we didn't get to see Steve.
I didn't get to see Steve.
But we did get to see Sean Spicy.
I saw him, yeah.
Oh, the spicy. Goodness me. People want to get a hold of you, ladies. What do they do?
Listen, they go to Diamond and Silk. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Diamond and Silk. Also, visit our website, diamondandsilk.com. And just visit our store, diamondandsilkstore.com.
As always, ladies, it's a pleasure having you on. You guys have a good one. I'm glad you got to go to the Easter egg roll today because that looked like a good time. I was totally going to come, but apparently I'm too old to chase Easter eggs.
No worries.
Thanks, ladies. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. That's got to be fun, man. Think about those. Here's two ladies who a year and a half ago, out of nowhere, stumping for Trump, and they've been on the Trump train since day one, and Trump has you know, he has brought them in. He has embraced them. He's used them to help to reach out to the African-American community, to the inner city. And, you know, in return, they are, you know, they still love the Trump. You got to love that. It's the beauty of America, kids. It's the beauty of America. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program as well, 323-538-2423. I'm going to drop a little knowledge on you about that Moab, the mother of all bombs. While it was big, what took place 99 years ago in Halifax, Canada, dwarfs it. Wait till you hear this story. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
She was the last known person on this planet to be born in the 1800s. Her name was Emma Marano. She has passed away. She was 117, born in Italy, November 29, 1899. She held the Guinness Book of World Records for the oldest living person and woman. Pretty amazing. By the way, some of the stuff that she talked about, she credited her longevity for life because she ended her abusive marriage. She had a diet of raw eggs and cookies, which is, cookies are just amazing, right? Like, there's a reason the cookie monster looks 100, looks like he's 20 when he's really 150, right? Because he eats cookies. She said she never wanted to be dominated by anyone. That's what she told the New York Times of her 1938 separation from her husband. Despite her age, Marano had a childlike love of cookies. Her doctor, Carlo Bava, said so much so, she routinely hid them under her pillow so no one would eat them. Nobody would eat them. Again, how old was she? Looks like 117. She is the last known person alive. Now, there may be somebody else out there, but it's hard to prove. This is the last known person alive from the 1800s. So think about that. Think about all of the things that this woman saw in her lifetime. All of the things, from no flight, from no electricity, from no cars, from no, you know, I mean, from nothing to where we are today in our world. Think about all of the things that she saw. We're talking about driverless cars. She came from an era of horse-drawn carriages. That is absolutely crazy. Say what?
The United States military used a GBU-43 weapon in Afghanistan. The GBU-43 is a large, powerful, and accurately delivered weapon.
Massive ordnance, air blast bomb, mother of all bombs, big bomb. How big? Really big. 21,600 pounds big. But it's nothing compared to what happened in December 1917. Say what? That's a big bomb, Chad. How about this? Raging World War I going on. Halifax, Canada, east coast of Canada. You've got a very important shipping route there for troops, for ammunition, for supplies. December 6th of that year, Norwegian cargo ship, the SS Imo, was departing Halifax on its way to New York. The ship was en route from the Netherlands to ferry supplies back to war-ravaged Belgium. At the same time, a boat called the SS Mont Blanc was returning from France carrying a host of highly explosive materials, 2,367 tons of pyrrhic acid, 62 tons of gun cotton, 250 tons of TNT, 246 tons of benzoil in barrels below these decks, right? So you've got all this stuff there. They smash into each other at slow speed. Benzoil spills, sparks ignited a stockpile of fuel. Eventually exploded the Mont Blanc. How big was it? 2,989 tons of TNT, or 270 times more powerful than the mother of all blast. Think about that. The shockwave covered 325 acres. This is what's insane. The explosion temperature was 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Vaporized water sent the Mont Blanc, God knows where. And it had a 52-foot tidal wave that it created. But that was just the beginning of it. The Imo was tossed out onto the shore like a little itty-bitty, itty-tiny bit boat. The Mont Blanc was ripped apart. There were two pieces of the Mont Blanc recovered. That was it. Almost a 1,200-pound piece of anchor that was found 2 miles away. And a barrel from one of the ship's guns flew 2.35 miles away from the blast site. 1,200 buildings were destroyed. Up to 50 miles away, every single building was damaged and the glass was blown out. 1,600 people died instantly. Another 400 almost 400 died of injuries. 9,000 people were injured, making 22% of the population a casualty. It would have been worse had it not been for a railway dispatcher named Vincent Coleman. Get this, kids. He sees what's happening. He's got a train coming with 300 people on it. He said, stop the train. That was his final action. He said, hold up the train. Ammunition ship afire in the harbor making for Pier 6 and will explode. I guess this will be my last message. Goodbye, boys. He was killed instantly. So while it was a big explosion last week, sometimes accidents make bigger explosions. Think about the size of that thing. 270 times as big. Say what? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Check out our polls on the old Facebook and Twitter at Chad Benson Show. You can email the program as well, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. This be the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.